So last time we talked, you were like going to interview a new nanny. How'd that go? Successful?
She starts on Monday, so I'm very excited about it. She's not a serial killer because I ran her background, so
Perfect.
that's
That's
positive.
good.
That's always a positive. And I'll be honest, like I will give props are due. My life does not function well without help. So that could be help from anywhere, but I have to tell you this. So I have to be home by 2:30 because that's when the kids get off the bus. And that has thrown everything out of whack.
Oh, I bet.
But one of my clients is actually nearby. And so we needed to do a VA assessment for them. And I had the nurse come over to my house so I could walk her over and introduce her. Kids get off the bus, and there's a strange vehicle in our driveway, and no mom in the house, but my van is there. They are losing it. I start getting immediate messages from my neighbor and pictures of the strange vehicle in my driveway. The kids are freaking out. They can't find you. There's somebody's random vehicle over there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm right next door. I was like, my bad. I'll come back. I didn't leave a note or anything, but I figured if they saw my car here, then they knew that I was here. Oh my
Well, at least
gosh.
they pay
Yeah. So,
attention.
oh, but they thought that I was like had been kidnapped. Their minds went everywhere. They were freaking out.
At
So
least they're observant.
they are observant. They're very observant. I miss piano lessons, and James let me miss it because he didn't want to go. He has a new instructor, and he doesn't like new people. So, after the lesson was over, he said, "Oh, hey, mom, did you remember to cancel my piano lessons?" And I was like, "No."
Oh my gosh.
So,
That sweet boy.
forgot
I
about
think I
that.
just said that.
I know. Yeah. So before we started recording, I was telling Nicole that may have to change out my headphones because my case took a dive in the washing machine yesterday, and so I've had it in rice trying to like absorb all the water. My sweet child decided he was going to help out and do laundry, which is just precious, right? So he picked up mama's clothes that were in her bathroom, but he didn't check the pockets. So, and I can't even say anything to him. So like, I think it's working. I don't know. It's getting really hot as it charges. And there's no light coming on. So, ooh, I don't know. Like, it may explode.
Fingers crossed for Kelly's earbuds. I'm sure they'll work just fine.
Welcome to Home Care Hot Seats with Kelly and Nicole, the exclusive podcast for home care owners by home care owners. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Nicole, two home care owners who live and breathe the challenges and triumphs of the industry every day. Join us as we dive into the latest happenings, innovative strategies, and the raw truth of balancing business with everyday life.
Whether you're a seasoned owner, a new entrepreneur, or just curious about the world of home care, you're in the right place. Today's topic is all on another line of revenue that a lot of people love and talk about and ask a lot of questions. You know, how can they get more long-term care insurance clients? And so I thought maybe we would talk a little bit about long-term care insurance because you and I both work with long-term care insurance. About 70% of my business is long-term care. And I don't mind saying that at this point, I think we're really good at long-term care, but there are some things changing in the LTC world that I think people need to be prepared for because it can really affect your cash flow. So,
yeah, and this is actually the reason why today I was like, I don't even know if I want to record. I'm so pissed off at long-term care insurance today. It had me wanting to like light this place on fire and burn it to the ground. I am so frustrated with long-term care today. It's not a huge revenue source in our business. I shouldn't say it's not a huge revenue source. We don't have a lot of long-term care, but the amount of revenue that comes in through our long-term care is pretty significant because the folks that have the long-term care are the ones getting 7 days a week, 8 to 12 hours a day and it's something that you're billing after the service is provided. So it's a huge chunk of change, and it's got me so mad, like to the point, you know, I'm one of those people that when I get really, really mad, like I could cry. Like I took my glasses off earlier and I threw them on my desk and I like just put my head in my hands, and I'm still really pissed off about the whole long-term care situation we've got going on, but I digress.
And just for some clarity, so when you take on long-term care insurance, you have an option on whether you become the assignment of benefit or you have the client float that expense and they get reimbursed, but they're still paying you. We set up our business, and I don't mind saying it because, you know, a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy, but we do take on the assignment of benefit. And that is one of the selling points for our clientele, is that because of the paperwork, because of the billing, because some of these companies will reimburse, you know, every 45 to 60 days, that's a lot for somebody to have to float. And so if you have the cash flow for it or a line of credit set up for it, it's an automatic payday for the most part. But when you start to add those clients up, you're talking about thousands of dollars that are caught in limbo. And that's where you are.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
And for anybody that, you know, long-term care, I think is something that Kelly and I both are, I don't want to say experts, but we're pretty well versed in, and we advertise that we are long-term care specialists in our area. It's just so frustrating. So what happens is we do the same as Kelly does. Again, for a selling point, we take on the assignment of benefits. So what that means is, you know, the family doesn't have to be the middleman and pay us and then wait for reimbursement, because we understand the terminology. We have access to the necessary documentation. We have direct communication with the long-term care companies. We've worked with them for a long time. And so in this scenario, this is a client we've served for years and years and years in all day care every single day. It is February 15th and we have not been paid. The last check we got was in October.
And no fault of your own.
Right. We have not changed our process. We bill and submit on the first of every month. And this is, you know, they reimburse us at our private pay hourly rate. So anybody like take your private pay hourly rate, multiply that by, I think it's a 10-hour day. I could be off, but, you know, 10 hours a day at your private pay rate from November to February, we have not been paid. So long-term care is great for the families, really good for the agencies too. But when you run into situations like this, and this is becoming more and more common with long-term care, and I think people, one, have a misconception that it's really hard to get started with long-term care insurance, and it's really not. It's really extremely easy. Like, you just have to, you know, start the process, have the work with the family, show them how to file a claim and submit some paperwork, and it's a really easy process. I think people are intimidated by it, but it's super easy. And every long-term care is different on how they want their, you know, their submissions provided to them. But this one, we've been doing it for, I want to say, at least 4 years. And this is the second time. The last time it was a 6-month battle. And this was when there was two people on the same we were two people in the same house. I mean, it was a lot of money that they were behind. You know, I'm to the point now with long-term care, we don't have a huge influx of it. I don't think we are going to continue to be the assignment of benefits on it. It's just the amount of manpower behind the scenes that it takes.
It's a risk. I mean, it's definitely risky. Is.
Yeah. The amount of time spent on the phone with long-term care. Like, I talked to them 3 weeks ago. Yep. We have everything. You know, like I have people in the office who handle the billing, and they were like, look, we're not getting anywhere. And I was like, all right, well, let me make a phone call. So I called and we have everything, because I have all of the email confirmations. I have the invoice receipt that they've been sent and received. And 3 weeks ago when I talked to them, we've gotten it. We're already in the works of processing it. You know, it's a 20-day turnaround roughly for them to process it and issue payment. And it's a paper check that comes in the mail. So I'm like,
yes,
all right. So another month before I get this huge check from them. Cool. I can make it another month. That was 3 weeks ago.
And what's great about it is when you get the check, you don't get the EOB that goes with it. So that only goes to the client. So you don't always know. Like sometimes it doesn't add up and you're like, what is this for exactly? And so you have to reach out to the client. But, and we're not going to name names, but the one that you're dealing with right now, I have also seen that same problem with that same company and another one. I think there's a couple of things people need to understand about long-term care, right where it is right now in reference to the economy. So, you know, obviously nobody has come out and said long-term care is struggling because there's issues in the economy. But obviously, we've got 10,000 people turning 65 every day. And so there are so many more claims. Mm-hmm. When these policies were first enacted, most of them, the companies have been bought up by the big six. So most of the little guys aren't even around anymore. I have seen over the last 2 years, more people denied initial claims that have everything in order. I mean, I had a diagnosed Alzheimer's client who could not be alone. The claim was rejected.
Yep, same.
And it almost appeared as if that was happening just to see if we would fight it. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. These are not, you know, I think a lot of clients think that this is insurance, like health insurance or like Medicare, you know, and it's not. This is not the same beast. So that's one thing. Like our involvement has gotten a lot bigger, but we're also seeing the companies push us out more.
Yeah.
So whereas I could get on the phone with a client and get information or have that client say, hey, for the next 24 hours, they have right of access for the information. That's not happening. I can either even get on the phone and question why we haven't received a payment for something that, and we submitted the paperwork and we did our part, but they won't give it that information to me because I'm not the client. So that's new. That has all changed in the last, you know, little bit. Where Nicole is with having money that's so far out. So, I mean, when you start to look at a business like mine that is primarily private pay, and I group long-term care insurance in with private pay.
Us too.
So I would say like 60 to 70% of my revenue source is long-term care. So that's a huge amount of money now that is affecting our cash flow. And we really had to start looking at that at the end of the year because it was around the end of the year where we started to really notice there were problems with the payments. The claims are all being put in as they're supposed to. It, honest to goodness, guys, I feel like it is a cash flow issue on their end, and we are getting caught up in that. And that is, that's
100%
concerning.
Agree. And I mean, if you think about it as a whole, too, like, yes, we have the silver tsunami coming, and we have people that are getting claims denied. But think about it, like people aren't buying in used to either. So I think absolutely it's a revenue thing because long-term care insurances are seeing all this money going out, but there's not this heavy buy-in for long-term care insurance. So I have a bachelor's in healthcare administration with emphasis on insurance policies and things like that. Mm. Did not in all of my colleging have any information provided about long-term care insurance. When I got into, I got into home care, I was like, what is long-term care? Did I miss it in college? Was that a chapter I just overlooked? Not in the curriculum.
You know, I think the other thing, you know, because we're talking about this money right now and not having, they don't have the money coming in. So, and obviously, right, like we don't have an inside book into the long-term care industry, but I will tell you that I have aging parents that have recently tried to buy long-term care insurance. And we've also looked at annuities and things like that. And so one of the things when you, with a lot of these policies, that money goes into the market. And if people are taking the money out of when the market is low, then, you know, it's not creating the money that the company expected it to do. So in this, like, you know, finance is not my thing. So I'm talking in like 5-year-old terms. But when we looked at it from my parents, one of the concerns was if we got an adjustable, then when they needed to pull it out, what if the market was low like it is right now? So we really had to look at, you know, do we have the finances to not pull it then and to wait till the market adjusts? Because you can go back and look historically, the market adjusts. Like it's going to adjust the way it is. I think that it's just a perfect little storm right now. And we weren't expecting to need all of it and have the silver tsunami, you know? So there's just so many different parts of this. The whole point of this episode is just to bring to light. It's not to downplay long-term care at all, because I really like long-term care insurance and will continue to. But we do need to know the ins and outs of it. And I want you to be, you know, to prepare for the fact that it may be way more than 20 days. We still have claims out that are open from last year.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you are taking long-term care insurance, like, there's a lot of positive about it. Absolutely. Like, I will continue to take it. We're going to change the way that we do it. And this is one of those things where we talk about, you have to be able to pivot, because these things happen, and they happen unbeknownst to you. You're waiting a month already.
Yeah, they don't tell you about it.
You know, it's a month out. You're waiting for this check to come, and then, oh shit, I didn't submit
something. You had payroll.
You know, you've gone through anywhere from 2 to 4, maybe 5 payrolls, and you're like, I was waiting on that $30,000 check to come from long-term care, and it's now not coming. You have to resubmit. You have to go through the whole process again.
Right.
So I would absolutely encourage anybody, one, if you don't have that, you know, bankrolled somewhere, you don't have months of payroll set aside, because if you're a Medicaid agency like we are, you know, that's next to impossible sometimes. I would also, anybody that's looking at long-term care or Medicaid, make sure that you have some kind of a line of credit in place to cover. So none of this is to say don't take long-term care insurance. It's great. It's a great revenue. It's just make sure that you have these backup things in place, because these are the things that can go wrong that nobody talks about.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I think it's really interesting. So many people often will ask us, how do you get into long-term care? Like, and honestly, like, we should do some sort of a webinar, freebie, something from this episode to help people understand a long-term care insurance claim, because, or just the policy, because that's really where it comes from. If you can read the policy, then you can handle it. And so I always tell people, like, there are the big five on the policy that you really need to know about. So we'll put something in the link for those who do want to get into long-term care and would like to learn more about it.
Give us a comment, or, you know, ask a question down below on long-term care. And if you want us to do a quick little webinar, because it really is that simple, it's not the tricky process, it would be a really easy, pretty quick, like, 5-point takeaway to throw together for you guys on long-term care.
The other interesting thing, and I still don't understand where we're at with this client, but I've had a client for about 60 years. Initially, we had both husband and wife. Now we just have wife. We've been servicing this client for forever. I mean, I could tell you their policy front and back, but somehow the amount of hours per day changed, and I still can't figure it out. Honest to goodness, like, I still feel like something is shady here.
Their hours per day?
So they had a daily allotment, a daily limit of $100 a day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like a lot of the policies, like, it can't roll or anything like that. And so we've stuck with that. And so we were able to do that with, like, so many hours a day. Well, we started noticing in, I want to say September, that we were not getting reimbursed for the full day, even though it was at the $100 mark. We questioned it. We called the company. Mm-hmm. They said that a letter had been sent to the client that her policy had been changed. And I'm like, how can you change a policy? So, you know, I keep thinking there must be some little line in there. Like, if she hits something, then something can change, or I haven't found it. And so anyway, we've had to have attorneys involved and stuff. It's gotten to be a big ordeal. But so we have not gotten reimbursed for that. They changed it, did not even contact the client until 3 months later via mail. So they're not paying us for that 3 months before. So we're out thousands as we wait in limbo for this to get paid. And the family is stepping in to help. They've hired an attorney, but who knows when I'm going to see that. We've adjusted her schedule now so that we only do the 4 hours, because even though she has this daily allotment of $100, the whole thing, none of it makes sense. So, I mean,
I've never heard of that. I mean, I've heard some LTC horror stories, but
bizarre.
I've never heard that. Yeah. Huh.
I know. So I even asked so they still have their original policy that she bought. And mm-hmm. So I asked for that one and for a new one. I keep thinking, you know, one thing that we have seen is these companies will send a letter saying, hey, you can make a change to your policy now and not spend so much per month or something like that.
Right.
And so I, you know, part of me thinks, okay, so did she do that at some point? Like, did she make a change somewhere? And it was a husband-spouse policy. And so, I mean, I'm hoping now that the attorney is involved, we can dig into it and figure out where that's coming from. I have a feeling it's in there somewhere. Like, I don't think that they just made it up.
No.
Either way, it is shady. So any of these policies, if you work long-term care insurance, you can read one policy and it will read totally different than the other policy. They will define their ADLs very different from one
very
to the next,
different.
Which is entertaining to say the least. It's an interesting world. And it's one that, like, I don't know how you learned it. We just dug in. We got on the phone with clients, sat in their living room on speakerphone and dug in to figure it out.
So I'm going to give a little shout out because I mean, I kind of dove into it, but I also listened to Adam Corcoran. So he is very, very well versed in long-term care. If anybody is looking for more information on LTC, reach out to Adam. Like, he will do this whole like presentation. He'll customize it to your logo, your colors.
Yeah,
but
it's really
also
awesome.
Gives you like the education to understand what long-term care is. And so I kind of dug in and I did a lot of self-teaching, but there was a lot of clarifying points that Adam helped me understand.
Yeah,
that I think really kind of was like, okay, I can confidently go in and talk to people and look at policies and like fully understand what this means. So anybody that does not know who Adam is, check out Elevation Marketing.
He's best known now for his marketing stuff. But before he really got into that, he was doing a lot of LTC stuff. And yeah, I learned through him as well. So shout out to Adam Corcoran. We probably should have gotten him on this episode. You know, like we said before, we don't really plan anything. I'm just kidding.
No, we literally just go by the seat of our pants.
There are definitely benefits to long-term care, right? I mean, some of these policies are amazing.
Yes.
Those policies don't really exist now to buy. The new policies are really interesting. You know, I've started looking at a lot of the long-term care policies that are available today. And there are some good ones. You know, people tend to say that long-term care is just not the same and it's not as good. I would challenge that a little bit because our previous long-term care insurance policies, it was a use it or lose it. So if someone never used it, all that money they had paid was gone. What we are seeing more and more of today are these hybrid policies where it's tied to a death benefit. So it's like a life insurance with a long-term care rider attached. I think those policies have a lot of value, depending on the company and depending on, you know, how it's written. Some of them even will have a payback. So if you never used it, it'll all come back, including the premiums. Those are probably more expensive, but
in today's world, you're going to get what you pay for. If you want a really good long-term care insurance policy, they're out there. You're going to pay a little bit more for them. They are worth their weight in gold when you're talking senior care. I mean, you know, they're covering long-term, they're covering home care, adult day programming, residential. So if somebody goes into an assisted living that isn't covered by medical insurance, all of that stuff. And if you don't use any of it, if you're, you know, fortunate enough where you don't ever have to utilize any of those services, like Kelly said, they're attached to a death benefit. So that money comes back to the family. And it's, I mean, you really can't beat that because there's really nothing else out there outside of Medicaid programs that aren't going to cost you out of pocket every single month. This is, you know, stuff you've already been paying for and been accumulating. As frustrating as it is sometimes for us as owners, it really is extremely beneficial for those individuals that have them and have access to them to help offset
for sure
the rising cost in care for seniors.
Yeah. And I think too, it's just another vehicle to pay. So there are lots of options when it comes to retirement and putting your money in IRAs or in annuities or whatever it is. Long-term care insurance can be just another vehicle. I like having the hybrid policy that has the death benefit because I think that makes a lot of sense. But you need to talk to your financial advisor,
not us,
you know, before you take the advice of two home care owners. And I have found as a senior advisor, like I have my little tribe of people that I trust. And so I have a really good financial advisor that understands the elder care side. And she is the one who I tend to collaborate with a lot and look at policies and see what works and what doesn't work. And so there are people out there who do really understand this side of it. There are some that don't. And there's a big difference. So I also understand that. But yeah, I mean, it's just another revenue stream, mm-hmm. like anything else, right? Like VA, like Medicaid. We need more revenue streams anywhere we can get it.
Thanks for joining us on Home Care Hot Seats with Kelly and Nicole. We hope today's session has given you insight, inspiration, and a sense of community in this ever-evolving journey of home care ownership. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with other fellow home care agents and professionals.
Have a topic you want us to discuss or a story to share? Reach out to us and join the conversation. You'll find the links and contact info you need in the show notes below. We'll see you next time. Same time, same place. Bye for now.